Stacy Show.
I present
Jill Bucko with the three big things you don't need to know.
It's brought to you by D-Best Floors and More.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! Number one.
I guess number one is the Big Bang Theory.
It is. She's waving her hands and everything. Yeah, we changed show.
I know this is not your favorite show, the prequel to The Big Bang Theory.
I watched it. It was okay.
You kind of like poo-pooed it.
It is kind of poo-poo-y.
I thought it was cute. I've seen more of it, and it's gotten better. Anyway, they're crossing over this season. The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon's going to make an appearance in The Big Bang Theory this season. We just don't know how, if it's going to be like a flashback or something else.
Maybe it'll be like one of those dream sequences where he meets himself when he was younger.
They're thinking that he's going to like give his younger self some advice.
Oh boy. Yeah. So, there's actually somebody that doesn't like the show and
what,
he sits
Big Bang Theory?
And he sits amongst us.
No. Well, I don't know, man. It's
awesome.
A lot of those jokes, you see it coming. It's like, how many times can you make fun of a nerd? It's like, oh yeah, they'll.
Ooh, someone's got his panties in a knot. Is this like because you're a nerd?
I mean, a little, but I don't know. It just gets to the point where
the coolest nerds on the planet.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you see all the jokes coming. I like unexpected humor.
Ugh. I don't know. The jokes are kind of...
But he's way above us.
Yeah, that's true. He is more evolved. You're right. He's so evolved, he fills the room with gas every day.
Oh. Number two.
Not on purpose.
It's just part of being evolved.
It's all the bacteria, I think. I don't know.
Ooh. There's a new study that came out that says that men with facial hair are supposedly more attractive than men without it.
Oh, come on.
I do not agree with this study one bit. As a matter of fact, the breakdown, they said that the men with a heavy stubble, like a 10 days worth
This is 3 days. What do you think?
I hate it.
Why?
Because you look like a scruff. You look dirty.
You said you liked it. You said it looked manly. You said it doesn't bother you. Oh, she lies to me.
Who said that to you? Because it wasn't me.
No, it was you.
I kind of like Rick's scruff.
No.
See?
I'm the one that's always yelling at him because he's got a bush growing on top of his head. And he'll
come in.
He's like, oh, I just got a haircut. I'm like, really? Where did they cut your hair?
Dude, my hair is longer than quarter inch. And she's like, why don't you cut? She wants me to look like, what's that guy on Gomer Pyle? Sergeant.
I like men to have, like, you know, nice meat.
No hair.
Not no hair. You have plenty of hair, but it shouldn't grow up like up.
Like more than a quarter of inch.
You look like that guy from Kid and Play.
I do. Oh, God, I wish. My hair doesn't even come close to, like...
No. I just don't agree with this.
You don't like man buns? I can't make one, but...
Oh, my God, no. And nowadays, everyone has beard and a man bun. Like... Hair overgrowth all over the place.
I think people need to grow the beard and then put the beard in a bun.
So what's with the man bun?
I've seen that.
Where did that come from? Was that some kind of like Hindu kind of thing that just infiltrated our culture? What happened?
I don't know.
Is that ninja?
Total millennial thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. People go through phases. I mean, didn't everybody do that in the 60s? Or like, no. I got long hair now.
No.
Yeah, long hair, but they didn't tie it up like in a bun.
Even then, like, you'd see newscasters in the 70s with big old sideburns and bangs covering their eyeballs. I'm here to report the news, dude.
Those guys were not as bad as the man bun.
Yeah, the bun, I mean, I get the functionality of the bun so you don't got hair all over your face, but at the same time, if that's your problem, just cut it.
Right. Well, I mean, do you think that when you grow a man bun, you're still a millennial, right? No, you're a Generation
I was born in
X.
89. What is, does that count?
I don't know. But when you hang around your bun friends, do you think that they all think they're different and that's why they have the man bun? Do they actually, like... think that they're like stand out, like, wow, I'm different just like everyone else. Is that what they think?
I don't know, dude. Like when I had long hair, I would only put it up in the Paul Revere if I had to like do work. Like if I was working on my car, I'd put the Paul Revere in, but I would never go out in public like that.
What's a Paul Revere?
I don't know.
You pull it back in that little like.
Oh yeah, you used to do that. Oh, you were greasy.
Oh,
back
like
then.
Down in the bottom.
Yeah. No, it's all the way in the back.
I can even accept that. But the man bun up at the top of your head? No.
Yeah, no.
And the beard thing, I think since Duck Dynasty, the beard thing has just like blown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, I thought you would like that because it's manly.
No, I like a nice, clean shaven face. And
she wants
nice
us all to look like we just enlisted in the Army.
Yes, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three.
I just want a beard so people don't think I'm 14 still.
It doesn't work, buddy.
I know. I'm like 29. I'm not going to get one. Now I know why my dad's never shaved his mustache. You only get one.
So your last story. Samuel L. Jackson, Rick's favorite voice of all time. He's selling his tiny little 3,000 square foot, $13 million condo in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, four bedrooms, three baths. That's what we have. Why can't we sell it for $13 million?
Yeah, right?
Because Rick doesn't shout.
DeBary, New York City. I don't know. Which one do you want?
That's kind of a gamble.
What does Marcel Wallace look like? I love that guy. I love the commercial. I like him more in the commercials than even Pulp Fiction.
Oh, really? The what's in your pocket?
Yeah, you know. He's also doing some spots to sell his house.
Coming up on House Hunters, Samuel L. Jackson is looking to sell his lavish $13 million New York City home. Let's see if he can find a buyer.
Up here, you'll see the kitchen. And you will know my name is the chef. When I lay my dinner upon thee.
Wow, not bad.
And over here you'll see the master bedroom. It's your I'm gonna lay my head down and rest bedroom. It's your I'm gonna get it on with a lady bedroom. The master bedroom. What's in your wallet? $13 million?
I don't know. I just...
Let's look at the master bathroom. I have had it with these snakes in this... bathroom.
I think I'm going to pass.
It's all coming up on House Hunters, only on HGTV.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.